At this time, I would like to call on Rabbi Arye Viron, my chavrusa and a true inspiration in all that we do together in learning or in bat chinuch. He took up the challenge to give the shiur where Rabbi Leff is away, sometimes even bearing in the late hours and early morning, in early mornings. The shiur really appreciates your shiur and your dedication. Please accept this token of our appreciation. A number of years ago, when I was a bacher, I heard a speaker, Rabbi Nachman Bowman, and I was so taken away by his personality that within 2 weeks, I was a bacher, one of the few bacherim in an out-of-town place up in Migdal Emek. A few bachrim out of the Yushalayim, out of the B'nai Bach crowd, learning underneath him. So I was zocher to make a deal with Rev Bowman, where I was able to learn with him a few nights a week in his office. We learned a little Chavos Levavos, a little Ali Shor. But one other aspect I was able to be privy on was the phone calls that he got. Imagine an internationally famous rabbi in a small town. Imagine the type of phone calls he'll get. Actually, probably can't imagine. I was there once, and he was on the phone. He gets a phone call, and it was definitely a disturbing phone call by him. And, you know, hung up the phone, and he wasn't talking to me. He just was talking out his thoughts. And he started talking about the Breuer Hirschian philosophy of making a community. Here's based on a safer concept, Nachliel. And he was talking all about it, the way it was set up, how a community should be set up, and about the Torah in a community. And all of a sudden he looks at me, and he says to me, Arye, when you get married and you set up your family, make sure you're in a community that has a yeshiva in it. If you have a yeshiva in the community is going to go somewhere. Without Torah, yeshiva, Seretz Batolim, if you don't have that in your community, forget it. I remember telling me that. It's always impressed by that. So when my wife and I were looking at Matzis Yau, sure enough, they had Shiva Gedola Matzis Yau, the two Talmidim, that was there. That was enough. There's a yeshiva in a community. When you have a yeshiva, when you have the kernel of Torah going on in a community, but the Bumin told me that once you have that, whether you notice it or not, no matter how big or how small it is, it will eventually develop. And it will get bigger and bigger, and it will snowball, and the whole community will be affected by Torah in a community. But it has to be set up on the basis of a yeshiva. Right now, as we see, the yeshiva has grown into a large yeshiva. It has a kolo with it, with a mamish chashuvim in it. People are sitting and toiling in Torah. There is at least 10 people in our community that are sitting and learning in the kolo Matzis Yau here. And now, there's no question in my mind that as the process and the snowballing of the Torah, of the yeshiva in the community, we have the opportunity of making a siyum here tonight. And we should realize that. That when you have a small kernel, things develop. And in my 8 years, 9 years, 8.5 years of being in this community, a lot of ups, a lot of downs in the community, I'd have to say that by far, I think this is the crowning achievement of this community. That, how many, 25 people? 25 people in our community, people around our community coming together and being Messiah, a Mesekta, Biyachad. This is, we should realize what an awesome moment this is. And it just doesn't come out of the blue. It comes from always Sibas and Gromas that are causing these matters. Okay, that was to be Basa Bechod Aksanya. For those in this room that have been Zocha on Thursday night to come home with Yosef Nepi in his car, they know what the experience is like. After a few small hellos, we get right into the Parsha. There's no question. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal ride in the car. As Yosef mentions, it sounds like we have Katitz hysteric, but I have noticed that you've been stopping at every red light, even before it turns red. Holding on to those precious moments. It's a beautiful car ride. Everybody gets involved. We go right into whatever issues are in the Parsha. So a few weeks ago, on Parsha's Yisro, we were discussing the magnificentness of Matan Torah and how everything is in it. And Matan Torah, when we look at it, that is the climax of all the Torah. So anyway, everything else is commentary on Matan Torah. That is the Parsha. That is where everything is. That's where our whole claim to fame comes in, that we receive the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you. And we're wondering, why is Yisro the Hakdama to the Parsha? As a matter of fact, Vashi makes it even more difficult, because Vashi says that the Parsha of Yisro is really after Matan Torah. What did Yisro do to be Zocher, to have Parshas Matan Torah be named after him? And we gave all kinds of areas, so I did all kinds of answers. I just want to bring down two aspects that we came up with. One of them was that Yisro, he went to Moshe Rabbeinu in the desert, from Midbar. And Rashi says that Yisro, who was Yoshev the Gedul Sha'olam, he was in the greatest place in the world, of honor, of wealth, of everything. He was willing, with his Nadavo Libo, to forsake it all and to go into the Bamidbar where Moshe Rabbeinu was, in order to learn Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Incredible thing. A mysterious nefesh, like you can't imagine, going where he was in his nice warm bed, and coming to learn Torah. Nadavo Libo, Stama, you don't have to do it. It's something that you do because you want to. You know it needs to be done. So we see this incredible mysterious nefesh of Yisro. What brought about this mysterious nefesh of Yisro? Another Rashi says, Ata yedati, now that I know, Gadol Hashem mikol Elohim, how did Yisro know that Hashem was greater than all the gods in the world? Because Yisro went to every single god. He went to every single one, tried it out. He was a mavakish emes. When someone has mysterious nefesh for Torah, it shows that he's a mavakish emes. No question about it. It has to be. In this group that we have here, we know the mysterious nefesh. Dani told us, we all know it inside, the ones. There's a lot of things we can be doing at 6:45 in the morning. It's like a time that I never even was aware of. Sometimes it's so desolate, when, especially in the early winter, you know, you wake up, it's like, I'm not part of the early minyan. But it's like, what are we waking up? You're in Yoshev, it's Gula Sho'olam, you know, sleeping in bed, and going out this mysterious nefesh, this for Torah, it has to be that we're Mavakish Emes over here. When a person's Mavakish Emes, they're motivated, they move, they go up. And we should all realize, anyone who is part of this is Mavakish Emes. Mavakish Emes and Masechta Brachos are one and the same. The Gemara, and I think it's the only place that we have such a Gemara like this, if you don't know a series of halachas, the Gemara in Lamed Hey says, Mai Tikanta, if you don't know your Brachos, if you don't know the Yesodot of Masechta Brachos, all the things that go with it, Yelech Etzel Chacham, you go to a Chacham. Person learns Masechta Brachos is a Mavakish Emes. They know they have to do something about their matzah. They need to learn more. You go to a Chacham. That's the Yesod of Masechta Brachos. It's a Mavakish Emes. The people here, all of them, whether you learned a lot, whether you're part of the Siyum, for whatever days over here, the Gemara in Daf Hei Amid Beis, Rabbi Elazar was sick in bed, Rabbi Yochanan came to greet him and he saw he's crying. And he asked him, what are you crying about? He says, if you learned the marba, echad marba, v'achad amayit, u'bivad shikav in libel l'shumayim. It doesn't matter how much you did, if you did a lot, if you did a little. And the people here in this room that have been here, most of us have been to part of all of it. Some of us started late, some of us came in, some of us had different issues. It was all, as long as we're mekavin libel l'shumayim, a person is part of this siyum over here, no matter what they did to it. And it all helped. And when we come together, 25 people in the Siyum, sometimes 30 people in the Shir, there's all kinds of people on the internet. So many people coming in part of a Shir over here. With all my heart, I have to say this is the greatest moment since I've been in this Moshav, of coming together, such a thing for the cover of the Torah, and being Messiah over here. It's really, we should feel it. The woman on Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph, the Gemara asks, Nashim B'mai Zachian. We know, and we've learned it many times in the Shir, that Ikar Olam Habar is Lumad HaTorah. There's no question about it. Rav was talking about it this morning. You have to learn Torah. You could be a very nice guy without the Lumad HaTorah. You're not going to get to Olam HaPor. So what about the Nashim? The Gemara comes and asks, but my Zachian, how are they going to be Zocher Olam HaPor? or the skula of Torah. Everybody knows Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah, or it's a tremendous light in this world, a tremendous skula when you have the Torah. And the Gemara asks, but my Zachian? And it answers, they get their husbands to learn Torah. They get their husbands, as Rav Dani said, the Maisa, on his own Moshav, which will someday be in a safe assembly. It's gotta be. The women are also, they're very mysterious nefesh. Again, at 6:45 in the morning, either you're home helping your wife, or you're getting that few hours of sleep and everything. It's a tremendous, tremendous schut for the nashim, and it's a schut for the men. And we don't have to kid anyone here. There's no one going to the shir without their wife's push, without their wife's, not even just permission, without the constantness of the wife. Is how many of us truthfully woke up in the morning, are we really going to go today? It's very easy to slip. It's already, you know, you're not feeling well. Anyone that has followed through on a sector day after day has achieved this for sure with the help of the Nashim Tzidkaniyos. The Gemara we saw today, Daf Samech Dalet, the Rav spoke about it at length. It says, Kol adochir asha asha doch tochaso v'chol hanidcha mipnei asha asha nidcha. That when a person has a moment in their life, you see Hashem set up, whatever moments we have in our life, we have to take advantage of it. And all of us here today, we really have to feel this moment. We have to be inspired by the moment. Again, as long as you are mekaven libo l'shamayim, all the people here coming together, Matityahu as a whole, such an accomplishment of Torah over here. We should feel the moment over here. Feeling the moment means taking the time out and giving yourself a pat on the back. Realizing how far in the 6 months since we started this year, we are on the way to finishing Shas over here. We've made a commitment over here, being Messiah, a Mesecta, with a community, with a whole bunch of people. Everyone needs that moment. We have such difficulties in our life, and so many ups and downs. We have to look at ourselves for a second and feel good about it. Feel good for this moment. Enjoy the moment. Don't be nidcha because of the Shah. The Shah right now got Matasyao on a unity right now. With the men, the women, the kids all came in over here. Such a tremendous thing. Feel it for a second. Feel your accomplishment. Whatever, being part of something great. This is really something great. And we should take the time also to look at all the people in the room. Everyone in this room that has been part of the Shir in one way or another. Even the face I don't recognize it, I assume is listening to it on the internet or another part of another. Take the moment right now. Look at the people in this room. We're sharing something very great right here. Very great over here. The moment is an extremely inspiring moment. I'm telling you with all my heart. I'm looking at the people in this room. I feel such a closeness. Because this is my Olam Haba. This is what I'm here in this world for. This is why I came to Moshav Matisyahu. For a moment like this. A crowning achievement. Moment right now of being here. With all these people. Together. For the thing that we love. And that's being the sign of the Torah. When you talk about your heart. I can't mention everybody here. But we have to talk about Rav. Because he's the jewel of the crown. And the people who have been coming to the Shir, we all know Masechta Brachos has a lot of jewels in it. But Rav Lev, with the Rishonim, with the Halacha, with the Hashkafa, with the Pshatim in the Rishonim, the Pshatim, if the people are here, I don't know how many people are after the Shir going through what the Rav said, there is pearls and pearls and pearls. 124 pages worth? Yeah? I peeked every now and then. 124 pages of notes is an incredible, awesome thing. Now, Rav Lev is an established Chacham in Yisrael. He's finished Masechta Brachos before. I'm sure he could have sat back. Okay, I'll give a shir to everybody. Going through it tomorrow, Rashi, Tosfot, covering the Lach as it comes up day by day. But every day Rav Lev was coming in with new sheets. The mysterious nefesh that Rav Lev has done for this Moshav should not go unnoticed over here. We should feel it and we should appreciate with incredible love to a father. Because he is being mezakah us in Olam HaBa. Of not just being Messiah Brochos Bibikias, for being Messiah Brochos with a whole outlook, with tremendous, tremendous pshatim. We get like a whole gamut of all the years of Rev Lev. You hear a little pshat, oh, I remember him saying that 3-4 years. It all comes up with the Halacha L'maisa, and after the shir, running after him and getting even more clarity over here. I can only, the greatest brook I could give to the Rav over here is that the rate we're going is 20 years, is to have those thousands of pages of notes that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give incredible strength to the Rav and continue following through with this shir and giving it to us, giving it over to us. Donnie Bader, who is, what? One line.
Get a deal. I would behave.
Besides, what did you say? Fantastic chavrusa and all these things and inspiration. Not the organizer in past tense, but the organizer in the present tense, constantly worried about the shir, making sure it's going, calling the people, gathering the people together. It's we're Zohar now, and now he's HaKadosh Baruch Hu has also recognized his efforts and has risen him to a certain gedula over here on the Moshav, and already he's taking control on things, and everybody that's been speaking to him, it's a very fine thing. My greatest thanks, I want to thank everybody in the shir for the few weeks that I was able to give the shir, especially to my wife, who has to deal with the late nights, the all of a sudden, you know, not being afraid that I didn't have right shot and staying up later, and she was very mysterious nefesh, all the nashim here. The Maizaki and Nashim, we see it on Matthew. You don't need any parish on the Gemara of what women are married to when their husbands are going to learn Torah. See all the women that came here. I've never been to a Siyam that I've seen so many Nashim come to. Tremendous opportunities. They know that there is something great over here. Something wonderful over here. The inspiration of the moment. The Shah, as the Rav said today, we just entered into something, this moment, this night over here. We have to take it with us. Tomorrow morning we're starting the Masechta Shabbos. And we have to take the Mavakish Emes of Masechta Brochos. For sure everybody knows the Mesirus Nefesh of Shabbos. It's 156 dafim. 156 dafim going on over there. It's going to take a full year over here. We should take the moment now, feel good. Feel good about the whole community. Feel good what we're doing over here. Feel good about ourselves and inspire ourselves with some kind of Kabbalah. How am I going to learn the Masechta Shabbos? How am I going to take it on? I see Mr. Bauman's not here right now, but every morning he just started the shir a few weeks ago and he looks around amazing. He says, where is the thousands of people at a shir like this? It's a beautiful, beautiful thing we have over here. Tremendous things going on over here. My heart is just, I can't express right now of how I'm feeling about the Moshav, about the people over here, about everybody that got together, making a beautiful seam over here. It's a tremendous thing. I'm going to end with the words of the Gemara, the blessings that the Gemara has at the end. A beautiful thing, and I think it goes very well for us all sitting here together. Shalom Rav La'ayvei Taratecha Ve'en Lamo Makshol. Yehi shalom v'chelek, shalom v'minotayek, l'man achar v'yad v'shalom lach, l'ma'an v'yit, Hashem elokein, v'akshet tov lach, Hashem ozom o'yitein, Hashem yivrech et amov v'shalom.